This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
I'm Antoinette Levy, and thanks for joining me for the latest edition of the National Enquirer. We will start with First to Know, Madonna, I'm Worth Waiting For. Chronically late Madonna wants a lawsuit brought by concertgoers kept waiting more than 2 hours before she deigned to saunter onto stage to die a quick death. The Bitch I'm Madonna singer's legal team has asked a federal judge to dismiss a suit seeking compensation after her show at Brooklyn's Barclays Center started late. In legal documents, two fed-up New Yorkers charged the show was falsely advertised because Madge's performance was scheduled to begin at 8:30, but the pop icon didn't hit the stage until after 10:30. Her lawyers argue the plaintiff's complaint, which includes they had to get up early to go to work the next day, is not sufficient grounds for a lawsuit. In their motion for dismissal, they contend no reasonable concertgoers, and certainly no Madonna fan, would expect the headline act at a major arena concert to take the stage at the ticketed event time. They also note plaintiff Jonathan Haddon posted on Facebook he had never missed a Madonna tour, so he couldn't have been surprised it wasn't geared to the early-to-bed crowd. However, the Vogue singer's go-to defense, a queen is never late, is not legally recognized. Lauer and Lemon's revenge fantasy. Toxic team aims to conquer the world. Axe TV newsmen, Matt Lauer and Don Lemon are hell-bent on showing up fair-weather friends and former colleagues, according to sources who blab the Bitter Buddies are joining forces for a spite-fueled resurgence. Matt thinks he's the best thing that ever happened to network TV, and Don is equally resplendent in his own mind. They've been talking about collaborating because, as they like to say, brilliant minds think alike, whispers an insider. Accused sex creeper Lauer, age 66, has sat on the sidelines since being booted by Today in 2017, and CNN cast-off Lemon, who's 58, saw his 2024 comeback thwarted when ex-owner Elon Musk canned his planned social media show. But tipsters tell the National Enquirer the ego-driven duo believe together they can become the new kings of all media. They think the time has come for them to put everyone who is mean to them in their places, the insider explains. The Confidant says Lauer's former co-workers, Savannah Guthrie, Hoda Kotb, and Katie Couric, top his list of pals turned enemies, while Lemon has little love for one-time cheerleaders Chris Cuomo and Musk. The insider dishes, the dudes are taking inspiration from brash Fox News reject Tucker Carlson, who seems to have struck gold online and want to create an edgy and totally uncensored program. They're pitching all over and bragging their ideas are getting good feedback, the mole squeals. Spy witnesses snitch that Lauer looked ready for prime time on April 6th at Lemon's New York City wedding to partner Tim Malone. The insider spills, Matt's lost a lot of weight. Clearly, he's getting ready for his close-ups. Britt begs Sam to save her, sends coded message to get under his skin. Bittersweet Britney Spears shared an Instagram clip of herself smooching estranged hubby Sam Asghari, and sources say the toxic singer's emotional post is a cry for help as she longs to lure him back to rescue her from a lonely, chaotic life. More than 8 months after her hunky husband filed for divorce, Britney, age 42, shared the video of the pair while confessing she loves too much. The throwback post was promptly deleted, but sources snitched the act aimed to catch the attention of Britney's 30-year-old ex. She misses him. She's begging him to come back and save her, tattles the tipster. According to the insider, Britney's sons, Sean, age 18, and Jaden, 17, have cut her off completely since moving from California to Hawaii with their dad, Kevin Federline, and the pop star is convinced Sam is the only person who can help repair their fractured family ties. The spy adds the disorganized diva, who was locked in a 13-year conservatorship controlled by her father until November 2021, is also seeing her household fall to pieces without Sam's guiding hand. He was like a counselor, a personal trainer, an assistant, and a chef, all rolled into one, the insider dishes. Meanwhile, the mole squeals, the duo isn't on speaking terms as they duke it out over dollars through divorce lawyers. So Britney is using social media to woo back her former beau. The insider explains she'd even be willing to put him back on the payroll if that's what it takes. News flashes. Former Brat Pack queen Molly Ringwald says she got pregnant with her daughter Mathilda in the dressing room at New York Studio 54 Disco. "It's so Mathilda to be conceived in such an iconic place," she says. "Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's the soaring price of the first Superman comic book. A copy of Action Comics number 1, featuring the Man of Steel's debut in 1938, recently sold for a whopping $6 million. TV's Carson Daly, age 50, admits he and wife Siri Pinter, age 43, sleep in separate beds a couple of nights every week. The host of Today and The Voice says their sleep divorce helps them stay together, and they both secretly love it. Zero regrets for cheater Oliver. Clueless Nepo baby Oliver Hudson needs a lesson in when to keep his mouth shut. During a recent podcast, Goldie Hawn's actor son blabbed about cheating on his then-fiancé Aaron Bartlett before their 2006 wedding. "When I got engaged, something happened psychologically and I was spiraled. I was unfaithful and I was cheating and I was crazy," he admits. Eventually, he spilled his guts to former beauty queen Aaron, who's 51. "I never got caught," the motor mouth dishes. "I told her everything because I couldn't live with myself and get married and be married and have children with this sort of weight." He credits Goldie with helping him sort things out, though he still sounds confused. "If the affair didn't happen, I don't know what kind of person I would be," he says. "So do I regret it? I mean, no, I guess not. It was a made choice that I made. It was a choice that I made, whether it was a positive one or a negative one." Wannabe's diss lays Luke low. A sassy American Idol contestant got under country star Luke Bryan's thin skin by mocking him and boasting she's never heard any of his songs. Madai Chakel, age 22, flubbed singing Ariana Grande's Tattooed Heart on the March 31st episode, prompting Luke to ask, "Madai, are you feeling okay? Is your voice 100%? Chakel shot back, "Is your voice okay, Luke? I haven't heard you sing." Luke had previously ripped her during the audition, saying she was probably a year or two away from perfecting yourself as an individual artist. Then on her second try, Chakel seemingly mocked Georgia-born Luke's southern twang while singing Final Word. Bryan, who's 47, grimaced and asked her why she did that. Switching to a pseudo-British accent, Chakel told him, "You said I don't really know who I am quite yet, so I want to show you that I can be everyone and everything." Chakel was soon bounced from the competition, but the nasty exchanges apparently aggravated Luke. Luke has made noises about leaving Idol before, and stuff like this only reinforces what he's already feeling, dishes an insider. He said, "I'm getting too old to put up with this S-H-I-T, you know what I mean." First to know, Bloom nips Katy's tiny boobs in bud. Curvy Katy Perry is idolizing her new slimmer shape, but longtime partner Orlando Bloom ain't happy about having to say ta-ta to her towering twin peaks, insider snark. The I Kissed a Girl singer showed off her dramatic weight loss and her new itty-bitties in a peekaboo fishnet dress at the iHeart Radio Awards. Orlando loves her curves and hopes this is just a phase and insider spills. He's really missing the eye-popping cleavage she had. He's always been a boob man and is dropping hints that she shouldn't diet so much. Bloom and the Pop-Tart have been paired since 2016. He put a ring on it in 2019, but even after welcoming daughter Daisy in 2020, they still haven't made it down the aisle. Some people are saying she's lost all this weight because they're finally going to get married and she wants to look good in her wedding dress, dishes the spy, who also notes the Gran Turismo actor doesn't have to deal with the downsides of big boobs, like back pain. Plus, Katy can now wear clothes that she couldn't squeeze her chest into before, so don't expect her to change a thing. Vain Mariah out to pump up her shrinking melons. Chesty songbird Mariah Carey is in total meltdown mode as her once-prized 34F breasts have shriveled in size and are sinking toward her navel, say sources. The notoriously vain diva is said to be pitching fits over her sagging assets, and plastic surgeons keep delaying her demands for an instant lift. In a desperate measure to compete with younger, sexier singers, our sources say 55-year-old Mariah dropped 50 pounds, but the weight loss sparked a boob crisis. Mariah is really happy about slimming down to 135 pounds, but she's got a new complaint about her body. She's convinced her boobs are too small and saggy, spills a spy. Now she's saying she wants to get implants. As the National Enquirer previously reported, the hitmaker once had her breasts surgically reduced to ease her crippling back pain. But now our sources reveal she's sorely missing those firm mammoth melons. She used to complain about her breasts causing back pain, but now they're much too small, blabs the tipster. She's saying she wants to ramp up her sex appeal with a boob job. She loves her smaller waist and trimmer figure, but feels lost without that F cup. As Enquirer readers know, Mariah is a notorious yo-yo dieter, but insiders say she's vowed the only pounds she's going to pack back on this time around will be in her bust. She's hit her goal weight, and she's sticking to it, so there's no reason not to get some work done on her chest, confides the insider. While waiting for an appointment with a cosmetic surgeon, she's trying to boost them up with padding, but she's looking forward to having her huge hooters back. In Mariah's way of thinking, she's an unfinished work of art without the extreme buxomness. News flashes. More evidence that Chrisley does not know best. Jailbird Todd Chrisley, who is serving 12 years behind bars, was ordered to pay $755,000 for defaming an investigator who helped bring the $30 million tax fraud case against him. Vapid View co-host Sunny Hostin has a cloudy view of Mother Nature. She blames climate change for the solar eclipse, the upcoming cicada breeding season, and even New Jersey's recent 4.8 magnitude earthquake. Colleagues Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg set her straight about these natural phenomena. Even before Sean Combs got caught in the eye of a storm of sexual assault and sex trafficking allegations, country dude Jelly Roll had a bad feeling about him. Jelly, who's 39, says he turned down a meeting with Diddy because the 54-year-old rapper gave off bad juju. Well, well, well. Margot fumes as Shakira toys with Barbie. Doll-faced Margot Robbie is normally mild-mannered, but Shakira's Barbie zingers are getting under her skin, and spies say she's telling people to keep the witch away from her or else. The Aussie star's wrath comes after the Colombian hitmaker, age 47, trashed the Oscar-nominated movie and said that her sons, Mylon, age 11, and Sasha, age 9, felt it was emasculating. And the Hips Don't Lie songbird didn't stop there. I like pop culture when it attempts to empower women without robbing men of their possibility to be men to also protect and provide, she snarks. I think that men have a purpose in society and women have another purpose as well. We complement each other. The comments have not gone unnoticed by Margot, age 33, who starred in the hit flick and produced it, too. Margot doesn't appreciate the nasty things Shakira said about the film. She worked very hard on it and is proud of all of the attention it received, huffs to snitch. Margot can try to cast it aside as jealousy, but it still stings. The two have some mutual friends. Margot's warning them that she'd better not run into Shakira or she'll give her a piece of her mind. According to our snitch, Margot thinks Shakira has been brainwashed by the patriarchy and is making things personal. Shakira is not a fan of Margot and thinks she's totally overrated, trumpets the tipster. She just doesn't get the hype and hasn't been shy about telling people. Obviously, the movie touched a real nerve. News flashes, loose cannon Alec Baldwin, age 66, had no control over his emotions before accidentally gunning down Rust cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the Western set in 2021, say New Mexico prosecutors, trying him for involuntary manslaughter. Baldwin denies the incident is his fault. Game of Thrones cannibal Joseph Gatt, age 52, is suing L.A. lawmen for $40 million over false pedophile charges. Though the case was dropped by the DA, the then Warg star claims his rep was irreparably ruined by fabricated evidence and is demanding his pound of flesh. Mad Max's Mel Gibson is praising Oscar-winning pal Robert Downey Jr. for speaking up for him amid career-crushing scandals that branded him an anti-Semite and left him a Hollywood pariah. Gibson is now out of the doghouse, but his star has lost a lot of its luster. Beyoncé and Lily's country quarrel. Rock legend Paul McCartney may be giving Beyoncé a thumbs up for her hit country album Cowboy Carter, But fellow Brit pop star Lily Allen is blasting it as nothing more than an overblown marketing move. "I think it's been quite calculated," sniffs Allen, adding the rant Queen Bey's hubby, Jay-Z, unleashed at the Grammy Awards in February about his 42-year-old wife never winning a Best Album Grammy was just part of the carefully crafted campaign. Allen, age 38, also gripes about Beyoncé's choice to cover Dolly Parton's all-time classic Jolene on the album and even belittles her bootylicious bod, saying, "I'm sure she's got the access to the best trainers in the world." But a pal of the superstar singer says Beyoncé couldn't care less about Allen, who is set to jump genres herself by cutting a country album. "Beyoncé is number one right now, and Lily has never even had a top 10 hit in America," notes the friend. She sees Lily's criticisms of her as just trying to draw attention to herself, and she kind of finds that pitiful. Scared Frankie can't walk like a man. Restraining order against junkie son. Four Seasons frontman Frankie Valli is fearing for his life after older son Francesco, who's 36, tried to break into his Encino, California home and threatened him and his younger son Emilio, age 29, insiders tattle. Although the April 6th incident was botched, Emilio won a restraining order against his siblings after telling a court his father was left shaken and scared. According to shocking legal filings, Francesco repeatedly physically threatened to harm or kill both Frankie and Emilio, which is part of a pattern for the past several months. Francisco is addicted to opiates and grew irate after his famous father cut him off financially unless he sought treatment, Emilio claims. An insider snitches, the "My Eyes Adored You" crooner has been supporting his troubled son but realized he had to stop enabling his addiction. But when Francisco discovered his gravy train was being derailed, he began threatening his father and stealing his possessions to sell for drug money, which is what Emilio suspects spurred the bungled break-in. Since cutting off Francesco financially, Francesco's threats have escalated, as well as the sale of personal property of our father and increased attempts to access the property of our father, Emilio's filing states. "This has to absolutely be gut-wrenching for Frankie," the spy says. "He has such love for his children and a special soft spot for Francesco." Francesco has been ordered to stay 100 yards away from Frankie and Emilio's homes, workplaces, and vehicles. Shiloh's tricky party favor. Scrappy Shiloh Jolie Pitt turns 18 next month, and sources reveal the teen wants only one birthday present from her pugilistic parents for them to finally put an end to their bitter and never-ending divorce war. Shiloh used to be pretty quiet about it, but now she's taking a stand and telling both of them that they need to get it together and grow up, dishes an insider. Sources say the soon-to-be legal young lady was inspired to update her birthday bucket list after her mom's latest charge that Brad has a long history of being physically abusive. Angie's lawyers claim there were violent episodes well before the family's notorious September 26 trip from France to Los Angeles, when Brad was allegedly drunk and abusive with his son Maddox aboard the family's private jet. However, lawmen gave Brad a pass after probing the incident. Since then, the exes have been battling out in court over their mega assets, along with custody of the five youngest of their six children, despite managing to wrangle a dismal divorce in 2019. Insiders say Angie's latest court filing is designed to ruin Brad's reputation in Hollywood and throw a wrench into his hot romance with Inez de Ramon. People are saying Angie doesn't want to see Brad happy and won't stop until she has destroyed him, snitches an insider. Sources say the endless battles have taken their toll on Shiloh, who just wants her furious folks to put their problems behind them. Shiloh's sick and tired of their arguing and is demanding they figure out a way to get along or at least be civil to each other, tattles a tipster. She is begging them to do it for her sake. Brad's French vineyard, Chateau Miraval, which produces an award-winning sparkling rosé, has been the center of the former couple's most recent court brawls after the Maleficent Beauty, age 48, sold her half of the vineyard to Russian oligarch Yuri Scheffler in 2021 without consulting 60-year-old Brad. He immediately dragged her into court to try to reverse the deal, and during the legal skirmishes that followed, Angie made her new accusations of abuse, which she says long predate the fateful flight that caused their marriage to crash. Shiloh's old enough to know that they're feuding over the place in France and knows that they speak only through lawyers, and she's had enough, spills the source. All she wants is for them to get along. She has spent most of her life seeing them argue, and she can't take it anymore. She's begging them to think of her and her siblings and finally bury the hatchet. Northwest's $30,000 payday. Wise-ass kid follows Kim and Kanye's lead. Northwest, Kim Kardashian's oldest daughter with loco rapper Kanye West, is only 10, but the reality starlet is already earning an insane $30,000 for every TikTok she posts. And tipsters say the tot is already one of the top terrors in Tinseltown. She's lived a life of excess and entitlement that's left her rude and dismissive, and now she's going to be earning more in less than a week than most Americans do in a year, spills an insider. Her TikTok account has 19.2 million followers, and the precocious preteen's posts have garnered 481 million likes. Experts estimate, with those numbers, she stands to rake in between $30,402 and $45,000 per post. But the real problem, our spy says, is her parents, who never tell her no. Viewers have been appalled by Naughty North's obnoxious behavior on the Kardashians. In one scene, she called Kim's Met Gala gown a custom-made Shia Pirelli with more than 50,000 freshwater pearls, cheap-looking. There's way too much gaps in the pearls. It looks like she's a Hawaiian girl with her dress all ripped, North snarked, adding the pearls looked like they were from the dollar store. In another episode, she told her mother, "You need a pimple patch." Kanye's also been accused of enabling North's divitude. She was featured on his Talking Once Again track rapping, "It's your bestie, Miss Westie. Don't try to test me. It's gonna get messy." That appearance made her one of the youngest artists to chart on the Billboard Hot 100. Her dad's also helping her with her debut album, Elementary School Dropout. "This kid is a terror already, and it's only going to get worse," gripes the insider. Bennifer Bunch's gender-bending blended family. Supportive parents Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are embracing their unique blended family, as teen daughters Serafina and Emmy have come out as gender-fluid, sources gush. Ben wants to understand everything about it, and what he's been told has really helped him to bond with the kids, spills an insider. He lets them be themselves and calls them by what they want to be called and lets them dress the way that they want. Serafina, the Pearl Harbor hunk's 15-year-old with ex-wife Jennifer Garner, sported a suit and tie and a buzz cut at the West Virginia funeral of granddad William Garner and used the name Finn. The revelation came nearly 2 years after pop sensation J-Lo presented budding singer Emmy, age 16, to an L.A. concert crowd by using the gender-neutral pronouns they and them. The Marry Me beauty also has a son, Emmy's twin Max, with ex-hubby Mark Anthony, while 51-year-old Ben, who tied the knot with Lopez in 2022, additionally shares daughters Violet, age 18, and son Samuel, age 12, with alias beauty Garner. The insider dishes, Ben's learned a lot about gender crossing from his wife. Jennifer's the expert by now, and she's guiding him through the delicate process as best she can. Ben and Jennifer have a healthy set of kids because they give them the love and respect that they need. Clueless Today takes a flyer. Zoned Out Today show staffers are getting some extra help with facial recognition. They're using flyers in a bid to ensure everyone can easily identify their celebrity guests and not flub their identities. Incredibly, the morning show has now taken the unusual daily step of distributing headshots of famous people, along with the spellings of their equally famous and better not to be forgotten names. You have to remember, the show falls under the NBC News division, explains one amused insider. There's a lot of staff covering politics and breaking news who might not be up to speed on pop culture. They don't always know their Kardashians from their Real Housewives. One recent official flyer seen by Straight Shooter included the mugs of Elizabeth Hurley, Serena Williams, and Bobby Flay in case the staff got caught with their pants down on their knowledge of high fashion, tennis, and cooking. To avoid confusion, all the guests booked into the studio each day get a headshot and name printed out and distributed, dishes the insider. It's going to be hilarious the next time Beyonce is in studio. Let's see if her headshot gets handed out too. Worries for Warp Speed Val. Food Network star Valerie Bertinelli's whirlwind new romance with a special person she met online has pals worried the 64-year-old divorcee should turn down the heat and stop acting like a lovesick teenager. Sources say Valerie's 2022 split from Tom Vitale after nearly 11 years of marriage should make her more cautious. Friends are worried about the pace of the relationship, spills an insider. While everyone wishes her the best, her friends believe that moving in together and talking about marriage so soon after meeting online is absolutely crazy. Bye-bye, Bravo. Andy Eyes exit. Looks like Housewives honcho Andy Cohen can't stand the heat. Amid swirling controversy and falling ratings, the 55-year-old Bravo bad boy is in discussions to part ways with the network he helped shape, sources squeal. Negotiations for Cohen's departure package are underway as he grapples with the fallout from mounting accusations by his stars, spells a source. Recent allegations come from a lawsuit filed by ex-housewife Leah McSweeney about Cohen encouraging rampant substance abuse to boost ratings and Brandi Glanville claiming the gay blade sexually harassed her. Cohen and Bravo have denied the accusations. This couldn't be further from the truth, says a Bravo insider. Broadway Hillary caught flat-footed. Hottie Hillary Clinton's musical misstep is hitting a sour note with audiences, who believe the 76-year-old former Secretary of State would be strutting her stuff on Broadway in the new musical Suffs. Hillary's vigorous promotion of the show has led to a misconception among audiences, who now expect to see her on stage, warbles a source. Her role is strictly as a producer, leveraging her knack for garnering press, but it seems to have backfired with disappointed patrons arriving at the theater, anticipating Hillary singing and dancing. Fat chance. Colin and Pete bromance, get the heave-ho. Nothing funny about SNL's Colin Jost and Pete Davidson's bromance hitting rough waters as their joint ferry biz venture sinks like a stone. The once-close comics bought a decommissioned ferry boat in 2023 for $280,100 with big plans to turn it into a floating nightclub, but they got in over their heads. What began as a promising venture has devolved into bitter disappointment, serving as a stark reminder of the perils of mixing business with friendship, gurgles a pal. While Colin is scrambling to assemble a competent team, Pete seems to have gone AWOL. It remains to be seen whether their friendship can weather the storm. And that's it for this edition of the National Enquirer. I'm Anjanette Levy. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week. Until then, have a great week.